Welcome back to another episode of WTF Walk the Floors. I'm Stephanie Ledger with First Rate Hospitality.
And I'm Michelle Klein with Klein Hospitality. Welcome, everyone. And we're here to talk about today goal setting when it comes to 2024. What are we going to do differently? So, Stephanie, why don't you take us down this quick rabbit hole and tell us what it is about the prior year where we get stuck and we don't take those goals to the next level in the next year, and it all ends up being the same thing, same old year over and over and over again. What have you seen in hospitality? Take it.
Yes, absolutely. I just feel that we usually have these meetings with our departments or with our leaders of the hotel or the property, and we create all these goals. This is what was great from last year. This is where we're seeing the direction of the hotel or of the guests. This is how we can create employee engagement. And we come out of this meeting with, okay, this is going to be a great year. We're going to do all of these things. We learn from employee survey, what the employees want. And then we get into February, not even 30 days after the meeting. And have we already started to change the needle? And in some ways, we may have took one thing and moved it a little bit. But when you get down to looking at summertime, really, has anything changed? We say, oh, we're short staff, we're busy. And then by the time we get down to the end of the year, have we really made a difference and an impact in our employees, in our hotel, in our property, even in ourselves, from what we said we were going to do in January? And I think overall that we see in a lot of properties that we're just still on the hamster wheel. We want to get off. We want to be part of that energizing, but it gets down to the end of the year and you're just like, I just want to enjoy my day off, if I can even enjoy my day off.
It is so interesting what you're saying, Stephanie. So many people fall in that category, right? Yeah. And like you say, we talk about all these things that we're going to do differently. We even can take it as far as we budget for it.
Yeah.
And then it just sits there when the money has already been approved. And it sits there. Why? Because we don't have time or because we're shorthanded. Classic. Mm-hmm. Classic two monsters that will eat us alive. So what are some of the things? Yeah, go ahead.
I was going to say, or the other thing is we have change of leadership. So here mm-hmm. we are. We had our big meeting. This is what we're going to do. And then we know come February and March, the bonuses come out. And then all of a sudden, leaders start moving around, and then you may be a supporting manager, and then you're feeling like, oh, I was all on board of trying to do this for my team and trying to do it for my guests, and now I got to start all the way over because now we have new executives that's on property, and we have to get used to their style and what they envision for the property, and then you're just, you know, a sitting duck, and unfortunately, that's true in some situations as well.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So if we look at why this is so important, what would you say?
I would say because we really want to get out of the stigma that we are known for of not moving the needle. We want to, and we want to be that moving force that's moving with times. And, you know, at the end of the day, one thing or another happens, and then we just feel defeated also too.
So, and if you feel defeated as a leader, so does your team, right?
Yeah.
And then your corporate office, who's expecting specific things from you, they don't feel like you're the right person in the right position. So if we look at the how, right? How is it that we can snap out of this silly hamster wheel and really focus 2024 to make sure that we are checking all those boxes or that we are taking all those goals to the finish line. Something that I can think of is intentionally set those goals. Don't just set goals for setting goals. Don't just say, I'm going to increase my team member engagement if you're not going to do anything about it. What is specifically that you're going to do? So cutting this down into baby steps or bite-sized goals where you're not going to feel overwhelmed to try to achieve them, which in the end you don't do it at all, is breaking it down into smaller pieces and then finding the right people within each team to take those little pieces or those baby goals to the finish line in an effort to collectively move the needle. What are some of the tips that you can share, Stephanie, when it comes to you know, getting off this hamster wheel, forgetting about the lack of time and the lack of feeling blanks?
Yeah. And I love with the bite size. I think that's the thing too, is we have all these big ideas of what we want to do for the upcoming year. And then we may get scared because it seems very overwhelming, but just taking a bite size is better than not doing anything. But I would also too, is making sure too, is that you're having your checks and balance. Why do we always have to wait until this, you know, December, January to really start talking about what are we going to do in 2024 or for the upcoming year? Why can't we be able to say, you know what, this is what we're going to do for Q1, and then this is what we're going to do for Q2, and then based upon that, let's wait to see what we do for Q3 and Q4. Because also too, your seasons are very different. Like you and I, you know, our season right now is the height of it down here in Florida. And then during the summertime, it's actually slow for us, but it's more busy in Vegas and a lot of other places. And so I think that's also too, is based upon prepping into your season is a great time to then really looking at what do you want to be able to achieve instead of just saying, oh, we're just going to wait until the beginning of the year.
Lovely. So let's recap. We have giant goals, break it down into smaller goals, focus those smaller goals and place them in particular seasons.
Yes. Yes.
Fantastic. I love it. All right. Yes. So can you think of anything else that our audience should be aware of or any tips that they can take with them?
I think also too, is making it a team effort, getting the feedback from your team. Don't wait for the corporate employee survey, just saying, hey guys, here we're going to have a box that has ideas. You can put it in anonymously. What some ideas that you can think of, and then putting it in there. And then we can be able to look at it, to review it, to be in like, oh, wow, I, as the leader, may have thought this was what the team wanted and for us to be able to move forward. However, the feedback that I'm getting from my team that's in the day-to-day trenches of working with the guests, this is actually what they're saying. So I would have to add on feedback too with your team.
Yes. And also, don't just focus on KPIs. Yes, KPIs are incredibly important and is what you're being measured for, but also making sure that whatever else you're working on is in alignment with those KPIs without necessarily it being the KPI.
Yeah. I have a great example of that is how many times have we been into housekeeping departments and it just turns up looking like a bomb had just went off because it ends up being all of the lost and found, all of the furniture that we had to move out of a room or because there was a stain, and then it just starts collecting. And then this is now your department that just looks like chaos. And you're like, I'm going to make sure we're going to take this upcoming weekend because it's slow and we're going to focus on reorganizing our department. And then you may have moved some things, but did you really do anything? But those, I think, is a great example of not just looking at the KPIs, but looking at your environment as well. What could you change that maybe bringing the team down? You know, maybe they want to have a TV in the break room. And then being able to say, look, let's do these things for the employees to motivate them and feeling like they're being heard as well.
Absolutely. Which also, by the way, adds to the fact that if you're in tune with what is coming for 2024, one of the biggest pushes trending in every single industry is team member engagement. And team member engagement happens through creating cultures of care, making sure that leaders know how to connect with people, right? Mm-hmm. All these things. So being sure that you are moving the needle, that you are taking those goals or objectives to the next level makes a lot of sense. Bringing the team in so that they feel that they have a voice is also going to be crucial next year.
Yes. Yes. And updating. Update your team also too about the progress. Some things may take longer than others that you're not going to see moving the needle right away. But providing those updates so they just don't feel like, oh, the team wanted to hear what I had to say. I told them and then I didn't hear anything back. But providing those updates too along the way. Hey, we're just waiting to come out of this quarter of the budget, or hey, we're trying to update the break room, but the cabinetry that we're wanting to get is on back order. It's just going to take a little bit longer to be delivered. However, it's on its way.
Yeah. Yeah. Fantastic. Anything else that you think that we should add, Stephanie? Something we missed?
No, I think we really covered it all. Just, I want to say, you know, if out of any of these things that we had provided, the bite size, and then also two of the quarterly updates with your checks and balance will help you stay on the right track.
I love it. And if you need additional information, go back to one of our episodes where we talk about goal setting and we dissect the topic really, really well. So combination of both, you're set up for success in 2024. I love it. All right, beautiful. Thank you so much for being on the other side, everyone. Thanks, Stephanie, as always, for shining the light on important topics. And we will see you during our next episode of WTF Walk the Floors.
Wonderful.